USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Forgiveness from the victim's brother for the former Dallas cop accused of his murder.
I want the best for you.
Yesterday, Brian John telling Amber Geiger during victim impact statements that he wanted her to give her life to God. Then he asked if he could hug her. The two embraced. Geiger had shot Botham John last fall inside John's apartment, saying she thought it was hers and that he was an intruder. She was given 10 years in prison yesterday for that murder conviction. 7 of 13 people who were in a vintage B-17 bomber from World War II when it crashed near Hartford, Connecticut yesterday were killed. This man at Bradley Airport witnessed it.
Said that plane's going down, and I no more than said that, and it just disappeared like that, and there was a big puff of smoke.
This is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Purina. There's no doubt that pet owners want the best for their furry friends, including the best food to help them grow and fuel a long, healthy life together. But with increased confusion about what's good and bad, many pet owners may not feel completely confident that their pet's food is healthy and safe. Finding pet food for your dog or cat's nutritional needs, while factoring in his or her life stage, lifestyle, and activity level, is critical to health and longevity. Purina Chief Veterinary Officer, Dr. Kurt Venator.
Don't be afraid to call a pet food company and ask questions. These four things can help ensure your pet's food is safe and healthy. Look for a company that invests in scientific research to fully understand pets' needs and offers foods that are formulated by professional nutritionists, complete and balanced, and validated with feeding trials. When in doubt, consult your veterinarian to better understand your pet's specific needs.
For more, visit Purina.com. Again, that's www.purina.com.
At least 8 Army paratroopers injured during an exercise in Mississippi late yesterday. An Army official at Camp Shelby saying at least 4 paratroopers were taken to an emergency room in Hattiesburg after some of them had ended up in the trees. President Trump angrily slamming the man who's leading the House impeachment inquiry.
He should be forced to resign from Congress, Adam Schiff. He's a lowlife.
Schiff chairs the House Intelligence Panel. President Trump telling reporters that they should be ashamed for reporting of the growing Ukraine scandal, and he also called the media corrupt while denying any wrongdoing in a July phone call with the Ukrainian president. 12 candidates have made the lineup for the 4th Democratic presidential debate. The 10 from the last debate will share the stage, this time with Hawaii Representative Tulsi Gabbard and businessman Tom Steyer. The debate set for October 15th at Otterbein University near Columbus, Ohio. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Nearly a year after a limousine crash in Schoharie, New York, left 20 people dead, the NTSB releasing a new report on the tragedy, and in it, officials say some of the passengers in the vehicle may have survived had they been wearing their seatbelts. Most of the belts in that 2006 Ford Excursion were under the seats, not visible to the passengers. The NTSB is now recommending the state make it mandatory that all motor vehicle passengers wear seatbelts. Yesterday's report does not reveal a final conclusion, though, about what caused that deadly crash. North Korea says it has successfully test-launched a ballistic missile designed to be fired from a submarine. South Korea's military saying the missile, launched off North Korea's east coast on Wednesday, flew 280 miles, reaching an altitude of over 560 miles. A military expert in South Korea says that missile was probably launched from an underwater test platform and not actually a submarine. And the new Joker movie is expected to have a huge opening weekend at the box office. The film, starring Joaquin Phoenix as a disturbed loner who descends into evil to become Batman's arch enemy, the Joker. It's expected to take in at least $80 million domestically. Its international debut could bank as much as $155 million. The film will screen at some theaters starting tonight. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.